Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We are broadcasting today from the Chatsworth Estate in Great Britain, where we are keeping what we will call the Feast of Tabernacles, something which the world has totally lost sight of, and you might not have heard of the Feast of Tabernacles either. And in order to explain to you why the Church of God is keeping the Feast of Tabernacles amongst other annual godly ordained holy days, I have with me here Mr. Brian Gale, who is a pastor in the Global Church of God in England, and he is going to explain to us now a little bit about the reason why members of the Church of God are keeping, for instance, the Feast of Tabernacles today.
Well, thank you, Mr. Link, and I appreciate being able to be with you today. We have kept the Feast of Tabernacles here at the Chatsworth Estate in Derbyshire for the last 9 years out of 10 years, and of course these are the feasts of the Lord that are mentioned in Leviticus 23, and there's a whole series of holy days there, going right the way through from the Passover, through the Days of Unleavened Bread, the Pentecost, Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. And these are days that the Church of God have kept historically from the time of Christ right through the centuries. And of course many people have not heard of them today because they keep Christmas and Easter, which are uncoordinated days that don't really mean too much and do have pagan origins. But the Church of God, and here the Global Church of God, have been at this particular feast site now for many years. We meet to keep the feast days that God has ordained, and we are privileged to do that. And these feast days show the plan of God, and I think we have a booklet on that that could be helpful to people. But it's a privilege to come to a place like this, because the Feast of Tabernacles represents the future coming kingdom of God, the millennial rule of Christ, and this is a really truly millennial site.
So to clarify, Mr. Gale, then the Feast of Tabernacles is not just a Jewish holy day or holiday, but it is something which true Christians, early Christians, including Jesus Christ, have kept.
Indeed. In fact, if you look in Leviticus 23, the subheading, which of course is not inspired, but it does say the feasts of the Lord, and that is just echoing what it says in verse 2. God says, these are my feasts. He doesn't say they're Jewish feasts. He doesn't say they're feasts of anyone else. They are my feasts. They are God's feasts. And I think the world at large has missed that.
And also, isn't it true that when Jesus Christ returns and when he establishes a kingdom of God here on this earth, that the Bible makes very clear that the nations of this world will again keep the Feast of Tabernacles?
Yes, it's a very good point. In Zechariah, I think it's 14, it does say there that all the nations will keep the Feast of Tabernacles, but those that don't won't have rain in due season. So it clearly shows that the Feast of Tabernacles will be kept in the millennium, is being kept now by God's people, and of course was kept in the time of Christ, as you rightly say.
Thanks very much, Mr. Gale. And you probably have never heard of the Feast of Tabernacles and the other annual holy days. In order to help you to understand what the Bible actually says about those days, we have prepared a booklet. As Mr. Gale pointed out, it is called God's Commanded Holy Days. Now, if you want to understand and hear more about it, just ask for a free copy of our booklet on God's Commanded Holy Days. I guarantee you, if you have never heard of these truths before, you will be surprised. But I hope you will be pleasantly surprised. Thanks very much for watching, and until next time, this is Norbert Link.